You're listening to Not Another Origin Story, the comic book movie podcast. I'm your host, Pogues, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Ben Chapman.
Hello, Pogues.
Did something happen to your throat recently?
Would you like to play a game?
No, I'm good.
You may notice, Pogues, that you've been sealed into a concrete room with just this podcast equipment, various power tools, and a locked safe.
No, I'm just...
Sorry, what was the last part?
Just in my normal recording studio.
You're not chained to the floor of a concrete basement?
No. Second story.
Hold on one sec. Boop, 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 boop. Deborah? No, I said today. No, I wanted him in there today. Well, it's no good tomorrow. He knows about it now.
It's going to make it a little harder to get me, I think.
The fear and unknown is part of the whole... Okay, yeah. So the little puppet of the tricycle's there, but he's not.
Oh,
what good does that do me? Okay, all right. I'll get back to you. Sorry, Pose. You see, I wanted to... I have this whole thing, since we're doing a James Wan movie, I wanted to pay homage to, you know, Saw, and so I was going to kidnap you and make you watch a series of painful films and, I don't know, encourage you to saw your leg off. It was a whole thing. I just,
So basically just what we normally do, except for you were going to give me power tools?
Yeah, mostly, okay. Mostly that. Yeah, I was going to give you out of watching this next thing that we're going to have to do. James Wan vehicle.
I sat through Madam Web. I can make it through anything at this point. Even a real Saw-like kidnapping.
Yeah, I told Pogues earlier that I did not watch Madam Web with my wife, but I was briefly talking about it, and as I mentioned something about the film, she was asking more. I mentioned my relative in the film, and she's like, oh, what's his role? And I'm like, well, it's hard to explain. She's the stepbrother. He's the stepbrother of one of the Spider-Women. He goes, oh, there's Spider-Women. They're doing... Like spider stuff in it? Nope. They're teens. They're annoying. But is it Madam Web that he's related to? No. There's a whole thing with an evil Spider-Man.
She saves somebody in an ambulance and doesn't understand how to say thank you.
And her mom died in the Amazon while researching spiders right before she died. And she's like, well, how'd she die if she gave birth to Dakota Johnson's character? I mean, look, I can't get into the Las Arañas, or I'm gonna pass out.
You're like, well, I'm glad you asked. You just bring out the whiteboard. Now, there's a group of ancient spider people who have access to a spider that can cure all diseases, but for some reason don't want to use it for good.
And they kill anyone that gets close, which is how she got injured. Actually, no. They expose themselves right away.
Yeah, also, she got shot because she was able to find one of these spiders, which just apparently lives in the jungle, and then they showed up so late to help her.
And through some sort of calamity, Dakota Johnson's character gets, you know, rescued and sent back to U.S. No, actually, they purposely give her spider powers and then dismiss her into the American foster system somehow.
We assume via the post. It's hard to say for sure.
Oh, but Pogues, you might be thinking that 2023, that was a big year for superhero movies, right? You were thinking that, right?
No, I haven't thought that for quite a while.
But there were such incredible hits that nobody can quite remember. But most certainly...
Let's face it, the pandemic onward is like... The pandemic killed the world and Marvel movies, apparently, because they've all been shit since then.
Look, we had Guardians of the Galaxy 3. We had Blue Beetle.
Okay. All right.
We had, and more importantly, we had Quantumania. Oh, that was last year.
No.
Oh, 2023. We had the bad Shazam movie, as opposed to the mediocre Shazam movie.
I was going to say, what? There was a...
We had The Flash. We had The Marvels. But then we got the last... Oh boy, we got a last chapter in this current version of the Snydered DCEU. That's what we're talking about.
Which I'm sure it will leave with the dignity and grace that it well deserves. Probably not.
Let me just go ahead and check the reviews here. This says the movie begins with one character being pissed in his face. Okay. All right. Well,
it's got to end with some dignity, right? How's it end?
He eats a cockroach. So I think we nailed it. I think this is going to be a big win for everybody.
I feel like that might be a description of the DCEU, though, at least.
It's fantastic. I mean, they managed to not get Ezra in this one, which is probably good, to my understanding. They did get Amber Heard in this one, so that's something.
Good for and her as, getting acting roles, I guess.
And as I stumped Pogues earlier with a true fact, this movie has both Dolph Lundgren and Martin Short. So
Dolph
remember
Lundgren,
that
I think was in the first one, so that one doesn't get me.
Remember that one for your next Cinematrix when Dolph Lundgren and Martin Short appear in the categories. This is a joke just for me and Pogues.
that's what a mini-sode is. It's just a joke for me and you. No one else need be present.
No, but for real, like I every movie that comes out. Even nowadays, I don't see superhero movies with the same aggressiveness that I once did. You know, I used to see all the Marvel stuff more or less as it came out. And that's sort of tapered off. You know, the DC stuff, I was interested at first and then lost interest very quickly. You know what I mean? Like, usually you've got me with a lot of this superhero stuff. This podcast has certainly changed my excitement for various movies. But I heard stuff about the Marvels, right? Like, I heard stuff about... Guardians of the Galaxy and Blue Beetle to some degree. I cannot think of a single conversation I saw happen on the internet about this movie, about Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Not like an article saying, like, why you're wrong about Aquaman and the Last Kingdom. Not an article being like, why we're canceling, you know, Jason Momoa or something. Like, not one about how, you know, this movie was so bad it's funny, like, Madame Web, like, got all over, like, memed on all over the internet. No, just, I have no clue what's in this movie, what happened. I couldn't name the month it came out. It's shocking to me that this movie exists.
So, yeah, it also feels weird because it's like, this is well past the death throes of the DCEU, so, like... How they...
Sorry, your warm-up to even say something about considering this movie told me everything I need to know about where this podcast morale is currently at. It's an all-time low.
It's just sort of like, it is confusing, because in your mind, you're like, well, they had to know it was done. Like, after, like, the Justice League tanked and everything, and people, like, all these negative reviews and stuff, and they relaunched the Batman, somebody had to be like, maybe we shouldn't keep making movies set in this universe because they're not going anywhere and everyone knows it. So it's so weird that, like, they would go ahead and be like, yeah, go ahead and greenlight Aquaman 2.
I cannot wait.
For some unknown reason.
I cannot wait for the inevitable, like, sequence filmed, like, 4 years ago, like 2 years ago, in which The Rock is in, like, a post-credits being like, I'm...
Oh, yeah. Black Adam.
I'm Black Adam.
God or something.
And I'm certainly going to be in another one of these.
Introduce me to Superman at the end. The hubris won't catch up to me.
And this is both a Marvel and DC problem. The hilarious irrelevance of the post-credits sequence is astounding. It was a time when we'd be like, we gotta stay here, and it's like just Nick Fury, like, walking up to, like, Mark Ruffalo at a bar and being like, I'm thinking about getting a team together, and we all fucking lose our minds. And now it's like Charlize Theron comes out of a magic portal and we're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's like, you gotta help me. And it's like, what
are we doing?
Who you are?
Is this going to be anything? Let me just check the future real quick.
It won't be. That they're like, even like deep cut for comic fans who are like, I don't know who the fuck that is. Like, how am I supposed to get ahead? Like, I don't even know what the hell's going on. I read comic books.
And
you're fucked, man.
There was certainly a time when after a post-credit sequence, many a husband leaned to their wives and was like, it's Thanos. They'll explain it in the car. You know?
yeah, like their deep cut with Thanos, where, like, in the first one, they're like, to fight the Avengers is to court death, which is a reference to the comics, which is the reason he destroys the universe, is he wants to marry, like, he's in love with death. And I was like,
and
oh,
you're
that's
like,
clever.
It's I get
like,
it!
This deep cut. Like, a little thing for super fans, and then, like, a guy that people are like, I think I know who that is. And then the average person being like, what's going on? And then they read a BuzzFeed feed article the next day. That's what I'm looking for. Not when people are leaving the theater and we're like, who the fuck was that? Like, do you know? No, and I'm wearing a Doctor Strange shirt. I googled it and I was like, never even heard of this character. also great that like so many of the after credit scenes starred now found guilty, convicted domestic abuse asshole Jonathan Majors. So it's like, yeah, there's talks that they're just like, maybe we should just drop the Kang thing. It's like, it's in the next fucking four movies, dumbasses. Maybe you should have fired him the first time the allegation surfaced instead of waiting three movies and hoping things would just blow over.
And to think that we also have, like, Joe Mangiello, like boarding Jesse Eisenberg's, like, Lex Luthor ship and being like, I'm wearing a bad costume, let's do this. I mean, to think we've got, what's his name from Ted Lasso as Hercules, like, showing up briefly in a movie that was,
generally
panned. Like, all of these have happened, and they're going nowhere. So it's fascinating to see, like you said, that with all this going on, where all of these universes are caving in on themselves, they're just like...
Well, I'm sure that somewhere, Taika Waititi can find another, like, horrible backdrop to have really terrible jokes next to, from, like, memes from 40 years ago. You know, nothing says funny like those, like, goats, the sounds goats make. Also, this woman has cancer. That's funny, right? Cancer?
I can't even get back into it.
Deal with cancer?
I do want to give a run at this, because, you know, I like Momoa. I like Patrick Wilson, you know? The first movie surprised me. It was, you know, it had its moments of comedy. I appreciated how bright it was in comparison to triple dark Zack Snyder, universe. But I don't have high hopes.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. I have no hopes. Not just for this movie, but in general. Basically living in the lead-up of Fallout at this point.
I'm not sure which...
No, it goes poorly in Fallout.
I'm not sure which depressing moment to end this minisode on.
Oh, yeah, I'm being evicted. So can I move into that?
Yeah,
concrete cell for a little bit.
I'll call Deborah.